And I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are hosting a job fair on August 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the American Legion Post 365 in Collinsville. This is only for medical support assistants with knowledge of medical terminology and at least 6 months of clerical experience in a clinical setting. Please bring 2 copies of your resume. Call 314-289-6620 with any questions. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Four. Can we play through?
I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. For 20 years, Florissant's one of the few towns with a championship 18-hole golf course. Experience public golf at its finest at Florissant Golf Club, where our greens are as good as any private club. Our friendly Florissant Golf Club staff will welcome you as a special guest, and our rolling terrain and interesting layout challenges every skill level with fun holes to play again and again. Call 741-7444 or visit florissantgolfclub.com. Great shot, partner.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Every show, at least once a week, should talk a little bit about the stuff that drives us all crazy. Why your phone won't fill in the blank. Why your computer won't fill in the blank. Well, how do I get my tablet to fill in the blank? We have a guy who can fill in those blanks. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. He will do a monologue, and then you're free to call, and the lines are already lighting up. But here they are if you don't know them. From most cell phones, star, KTRS. From other phones, 314-969, KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KTRS. And for a few people, they don't like that letters thing. So KTRS is 5877. So for most cell phones, star 5877. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
And I would call now if I were you. I don't have, you know, anything driving me crazy.
Good.
I do want to just remind people, because every time I personally tell somebody about this, they go, what? And it's this. If you have a fairly new television, I'm in a TV that has an HDMI input, and they've been around for 10 years. You can watch anything on your phone or your tablet, your iPad, whatever, on your television. They make a connector, a cable, that'll go right out of your phone or your tablet into the input on the TV, and now it's HDMI input number 3, and there are your videos of your kids, your pictures, your photos, whatever you have on your phone, it mirrors it on TVs, because it's coming right out of it onto the TV. And I still, I'm not surprised, because I didn't know about it either till about 6 months ago. And I went down to the store that Jose doesn't want me to mention, and it was about $40. It was worth it. A little bitty cable. By the way, I know they made $38 in profit on that thing, but you got to have it. And sure enough, plugged it in, went to another end, boom, there was everything on TV. That's if you don't have Apple TV, which I have, but I can't use it because I don't have Wi-Fi. So that's all I have. You guys have anything? You never have anything. You never have anything for this.
Most of the stuff that I have come up, I'm able to.
Oh, you're so smart.
No, I'm not smart.
That's what he's saying. He's so smart. He doesn't need
me. It's okay.
Dan, you don't have any issues.
Oh, I need Jose from time to time.
Well, Dan doesn't have any issues because he can't even see the problems on his phone.
Yeah, Ian just doesn't need me anymore.
Jose, it's all yours. Make it good. You got 6 more of these, and that's it.
6 and then we're done?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Some of the televisions now actually have apps built into them.
Yes.
You can hook your television
Roku.
To
That's
the internet.
That's what we have, a Roku TV, yeah.
Right? And then you can get all of that stuff without having to plug it into your phone.
YouTube app.
YouTube.
But you can't get your personal photos and videos you shot without getting them out of there.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. But if you're going to watch shows or something of that nature. I've gotten a lot of questions lately about upgrading cell phones. And I will tell you that the Apple folks are coming out with the iPhone 8, and the Samsung folks are coming out with the Galaxy S8. These are the latest and greatest. I haven't seen anything in either brand since maybe 2 or 3 that was so exciting or so groundbreaking that you needed to switch.
Which is why I didn't go from a 6 to a 7. I'm waiting for the 8. Right. I may have to get a new battery because mine's very gradually getting weaker and weaker and weaker. But I'm not getting the 7 because of just that.
Right, but you're going to get an iPhone.
Yeah.
You're not going to go look at a Samsung.
No.
The iPhone, the folks running iPhones, get an iPhone.
Right.
You're happy with your iPhone. You understand everything's laid out the way you're used to using it.
Right.
There's nothing so earth-shattering in a Galaxy phone that you need to switch.
Right.
By the same token, if you're a Galaxy phone user or an Android user in general.
Hang on a second. Dan, would you answer the phone, please?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to do that. Go ahead.
No problem.
Go ahead.
There's no need to switch over to iPhone. There's nothing of iPhone that's going to be groundbreaking or earth-shattering to make you want to leave your Galaxy.
Right, I agree.
If you're a Galaxy, you're an Android user, you're going to continue using Android. They've got a lot of new features coming out. That being said, you can get a $300 off with a qualifying trade-in for a Samsung Galaxy S8 phone from Samsung. They basically will give you $150 off instant rebate. In addition to that, if you turn in a qualifying phone, and qualifying phone is basically one that functions. It's got normal wear and tear, doesn't have a cracked screen,
right.
Not under blacklist. All this is available on Samsung's website. You can get another $300. So if you want to get a Galaxy S8 for $300 off, you need to do so before August 12th, because it's going to end August 12th.
So this is the 7th.
This is, yes,
so
5 days from now.
Whoa.
No calculator.
No.
He doesn't even have a calculator, and like that, he just said, fine. I was going to try to figure out what it was.
Yeah, because it's not a trick.
Don't have to now. 5 days.
And then we have a couple trivia questions, if you would like.
Sure, I like trivia.
Released in 19...
Hang on, though. It's not just me. Dan, do you like trivia?
I love trivia.
You like trivia, Pion?
Sure.
All right, yeah. Let's go.
Released in 1984, the Motorola DynaTAC was the first commercially available mobile phone.
Had one.
It was priced at $39.95, $9.95, $669, or $19.95.
I'm sure you don't mean $19.95.
$1,995.
Well, the base would have had to be $19.95 or $2,000 because my phone was $2,700. I still remember because I was in shock. But I had to have it.
Ian?
Yes, I will say the $19.95.
$19.95. Dan?
$14.95.
Manufacturer suggested retail price $39.95 when they first came
out. Oh, my God. $4,000?
$4,000. Weighed nearly 2 pounds. We measured 10 inches tall without the antenna.
Okay, 10 inches tall. Let me show people what you're talking about here. That's how tall that antenna was, 10 inches.
Required 10 hours of charge time to give you between 30 and 60 minutes of talk time.
Oh, my goodness.
And we thought batteries nowadays were bad.
Wow.
Is that the one installed in the trunk, right? Wasn't...
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't have that. It's a portable phone. That's the one that looked like a brick.
Yes.
Okay, no, I didn't have that. I thought you were talking about the trunk of the car, the transmitter. Whoo! $4,000 for that big clunky monster.
Yes.
And you better talk fast, because that's not much talk time.
30 to 60 minutes was
maximum. Do you remember, there was an Andy Griffith episode.
Yes,
on the Andy
I do
Griffith
remember
show.
That.
And this rich guy pulled up. He had one of those big old Lincolns. And then he said, hold on a second. And his phone was ringing, and he picked up the handset. It looked like one of those wall phone handsets. And he was talking, and they're like, you have a phone in your car? And they were all freaked out about his phone.
Really? That far back?
Of course there were.
Back in the... That was the 60s.
Well, of course they were freaked out. Frank Cannon had a phone in his car. He had a Lincoln Continental Mark IV.
Yeah.
Played by William Conrad.
Yeah.
And he had a phone. And I had a phone in the car in 1976. And it was like a party line. I'd pick it up. If nobody was talking, I could say... I depressed the talk button, and I'd say 5414, and the operator would go ahead, 5414, like a police car, and I'd say, would you call 314-453-5500? She'd say, hold on, please, and then,
hello?
Yes, I'm in my car.
The hell you are? There are no car phones unless you're really rich.
They hung up, thought it was prank call.
Was the reception?
No, it was crap.
Yeah.
It was terrible. In fact, I was so caught up with it, a friend of mine got it for me because I did some work, and it was trade. He traded it for work. And I was so enamored by it, I slammed into a post dispatch truck while I was talking downtown. Yeah, I'll never forget that. So, yeah, I had the archaic... form of a mobile phone. Are you ready?
Ready.
Jose says he's ready. One line is open. Take it. Jump on it, somebody. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. We'll just leave it at that. There'll be somebody pick that line. Let's go to Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Rich.
I've got, I guess my biggest issue is I just recently acquired a new phone.
Are you using a trunk phone?
Well, you need to take it back.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Well, this is part of my issue. My Bluetooth, and I'm speaking on it right now. Every time I want to make a phone call or answer or use my phone, I have to manually go into my settings and connect the Bluetooth. It stays paired, but it will not automatically connect. And when I use it, the audio quality will fade in and out. It'll be real good for a little bit, then it'll kind of fade out, and everybody tells me it sounds like I'm a million miles from the phone, and then it comes back up again.
Have you had another phone before this that paired to that car or that vehicle?
I'm not. It's the Bluetooth that's hanging on my ear.
It's just a,
Okay.
Ear set. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not, Jose, what do you think? It's not the ear.
It sounds like an effective.
Could it be the earpiece?
I mean,
I think your ear, how old is your earpiece?
Less than a year old. The phone that I had before this, I would turn it on, it would connect, it worked great.
Yeah.
But ever since I've had this phone, I've been having issues.
Did you get the earpiece and the phone from the same place?
No, I have a Plantronic Legend or Voyager or something like that. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've had it about a year. It worked great on the previous phone.
Right.
But ever since I've got this phone, like I said, when I turn the Bluetooth on, it will not automatically connect. I have to go to the settings and into my settings and manually connect it. It stays paired, but I have to manually connect it. And the audio quality is up and down.
Yes. Who's your service provider for your phone?
Verizon.
You may want to stop by a Verizon store with the headset and have a chat with them, because ultimately it's in their best interest to help you. You're paying them.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they recommend a new Bluetooth device for you.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me either, because I'm sure they'd love to sell me one.
Well, but you don't have to buy it from them.
Exactly. I wouldn't either. I'd
right.
get it somewhere else.
Right.
Right.
But I would head to Verizon and say, listen, the old phone worked great with this. Now it doesn't. Find one of their technicians and have them explain to you why it's not working the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
Bye, Rich. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And Jeff. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
What's up, Jose?
Not much, Jeff. What's up with you?
I bought a brand new X900E Sony TV.
Hmm.
I'm trying to pair it with my Bose DocuStation 2 to use it for Valium. Every time we turn the TV off, we have to unplug it and plug it back into the Bose in order for the Valium to come on. Any suggestions?
Have you done a firmware update on the television?
No, we just got it like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, there still may be one available. You might want to go to the website for Sony and check for that model, see if there's an update for it.
Okay, because, yeah, it's brand new. We just bought it like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you took it out of the box 2 weeks ago. It doesn't mean Sony didn't put it in the box 6 or 8 months ago.
Sure. All right. Yeah,
so they may have made changes to the firmware software in it to fix some problems. I'd also do a search on that model for the same issue and see if anybody else is having your problem.
Yeah. All right, cool. Can you recommend a good soundbar?
A good soundbar?
Yeah.
I'm old-fashioned. I run I run an Acoustimass.
Right. What the heck is that?
A Bose Acoustimass?
What is that?
It's the Bose engineers are always about smaller. Yeah. So literally my surround sound system is 6 little cubes.
Right.
That are very tiny.
Yeah. But just I got to tell you something, Skip. Some of these sound bars are unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple of them. I don't know the brands, but just go in the store and listen to them and knock your socks off. That and a subwoofer, you're good to go.
Yeah. Cool, man. AM into PM, and I wish you guys the best. Wherever
thank you, Skip. We appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Jeff.
No. Yeah. Yeah, what did I say?
Skip.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
You are. Okay. You are. It's my fault. I'm sure.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to call you Skip. I did it because this guy's name is Skip, and he's next. Hello, Skip. Say hi to Jose.
No, this is Jeff.
Don't do that to me. My mind is cluttered enough. I don't need that. That's all right. That was good, though. That was very good. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. AM and the PM. Hallelujah. I, too, am going to be watching where you guys go. It's part
Thank
of my
you.
Afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jose, I'm an old guy. I want to go back to a flip phone.
Yes.
Do they make one that has voice recognition texting? Because I don't want to do the one, you know, the AABC, you know, to do that.
You know what? That was a pain.
It was. Yes. Why do you want to go back to a flip phone if you want to text?
Well, I still want to text.
Right.
But I don't want the hassle of a, you know, the phone that comes on in my pocket. I hear beep and come on and everything. I want something that flips down and goes in my front pocket and just that's it, you know. Because basically I use it to just for phone calls and
what?
Text.
Well, wait, hold on. Using a phone for phone calls?
Yeah.
That's the feature I hate on my phone the most.
Yeah, you avoid that at all possible.
Phone calls get in the way of video games.
Yes.
I don't need that. I can. No, I'm just wondering if there's a flip phone with voice recognition where you can text on it, along with your regular phone calls.
Do you know if there is?
I don't know if there is one. I imagine there is one. Have you looked for a BlackBerry? That's an ad from the past.
If you Google it, first of all, you'll find out which ones there are, if there are out there. And then you go to Amazon or eBay or something. You'll find one.
Right. I've gone to, you know, to Amazon and stuff and looked at flip phones, but they don't tell you if it's got voice recognition or anything.
Who's your service provider right now?
AT&T.
Have you visited an AT&T store?
I went to one, and they had one flip phone they were offering, and it was expensive.
Did it have voice recognition is the question.
No, it didn't.
See, well, you don't want it anyway.
Yeah, well, he does if he wants to. He wants to text by talking to it.
Right.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He wants to text him and send him the text.
Exactly.
What he needs is a voice note, like you guys use for your iPhones, where you talk into it, it records it, then it sends it as a text message, so when somebody gets it, they can listen to it,
right,
as opposed to having to read it.
Right.
Which
is my guess is the flip phones did not have that feature.
They didn't, and I don't know if they would have it. That's more of a modern phone issue.
Yeah.
So you might want to look for a smaller, not a bigger phone. Maybe one of the iPhone, what did it go, 5 SEs, I think, were fairly small. Not like the 8s, which are, you know, basically 3x5 or 5x8 cards.
Right.
All right, Skip, good luck.
When you find one, Skip, send me an email, let me know what you found. Because I'm sure other people will want to know the answer to this.
Well, no, I can't do that on a flip phone.
Hey,
I got a flip phone, I can't email.
You have email on a computer, Skip?
Yes.
You go to the library, Skip. Do you have a library card?
Okay. Yeah, and the one just, well, no, I don't.
What about a case for his smartphone? They have cases that will flip over and cover the face of the... Yeah.
Yeah,
he has
true.
One.
Yeah.
And they have that, so then when you put it in your pocket, it's not going to hit stuff.
Google and Amazon, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'm just following you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And, you know, and I don't mean this in a bad way. When he laughed, he had that smoker. It sounded like he was going to cough up something that weighed about 2 pounds. Yeah, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I, for some reason, I've always enjoyed character laughs. You know, he's got a character laugh. Do one more, and then we'll bail. This is Scott. Scott, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. Frank, how is everybody?
Everybody is terrific.
Great. When you were speaking last week about some of the options that you may have, one of your requirements or desires was an app. I think that's a great idea because when I'm at home and connected to a Wi-Fi, I can go around the entire house and the signal's better. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
I got news for you. Even without Wi-Fi, you can take an app. We've listened to this station, for example, the news on an app in Arizona, New Mexico, crystal clear.
Dominican Republic.
You don't even need the cell signal.
I've done the same thing when I travel. That's why I love the idea that you're looking to follow that. That's where my tech question comes in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm listening to an hour of information on my phone, how much data am I eating up?
Ooh, that's a good question, Jose.
We had that question a while ago about the KTRS app, and it wasn't as much as you would think it is.
Yeah, I don't think as much at all.
Because it's compressed, and the signal is compressed through data. There's not a, you know, video will take more than audio will.
And that's not a real answer, a specific answer, but have you Googled it to ask how much space does an hour of audio take? Have you Googled that?
I did not Google it. It was more of just a line of thinking that if you were going to go to an app and you were going to charge people monthly,
I hope I'd not have to do that.
I understand that. And I'm open to the idea, but then I'm actually starting to run it through my head. Am I going to have to raise my data as well? And now we actually start talking about an investment.
No, we're going to figure something else out. Don't worry about it.
Scott, how old is your phone plan?
Oh, 2 years maybe.
And you're carrying how much data?
3 gigs.
3 gigs? And how much do you use now?
I'm using close to 3, but I'm a salesman. I'm constantly in the car. That's like my reference point, you know?
Right. The audio is not going to draw near as much as talk is. I want to say maybe 5 megabytes an hour.
Okay. That's nothing.
Compared to the gigabytes. Yeah. And I would presume your next phone, all of them seem to be headed toward the unlimited data or 22 gigabytes of data. So the next step in phones, contract or otherwise, is either unlimited or a power magnitude increase in the amount of data that's available.
Fair enough. You know what? The data's probably getting eaten up with YouTube anyway. So,
yeah, well, videos hold the deal. That'll lead up some stuff, not audio.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Scott.
I appreciate the help.
Thank you. Well, apologies to the people calling and holding. What I tell you, should have called earlier. You'll learn. I'd like to thank Jose Hernandez and ask him for his email address because a few months ago they added an extra dot. So pay attention. Here it is.
It is tech.questions@ktrs.com.
Thank you, Jose.
Thank you.
Jose Hernandez.
See you next Monday.
See you for 5 more Mondays. brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. In a moment, John Londo will join us after I turn it over to Dan. Dan?
All right, thanks, Frank. I'm going to turn it over to Tim Weil, and he's going to give you some traffic information, Tim.
All right, I'm looking at an accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Jennings Station Road. The left lane is blocked. No emergency vehicles or anything with it right now, so be aware as you go through that area. They have cleared the accident on southbound Highway 170 before Highway 40. All lanes are open there, but you can head back from Olive down through Highway 40. And then you have an accident also on Highway 141, I believe it's southbound at Fiedler Lane, that's causing a bit of a slowdown. If you're on westbound 4064, you're running stop and go now. Boyle out through McCausland, again from Timberlake Manor down through Boone's Crossing, and eastbound Highway 270, much more solid now, east of McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Demand for top talent is high. Let Account Temps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Commence countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready. We are just 4 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Bears of Missouri State come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play, right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
The outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation, and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Have you seen Bishop's Post's new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
More new salads like the tenderloin salad.
Yeah.
New entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah.
At Bishop's Post in Chesterfield, you'll find a menu stocked with timeless favorites with contemporary and bold flavors.
This menu should taste great.
The food tastes even better.
Funny guy.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West, south of I-64, just west of Clarkson in Chesterfield. Online at bishopspost.com.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andra continue that tradition on the hill of family-style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there, Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff. And yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or mamasonthehill.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get four lines for just $25 each line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Now, I need to say something here to John. Now, John Landoff. First, let's welcome John Landoff, everybody. And, John, you already used 2 minutes of your time earlier when you called during the show. So you've got 2 minutes already on the air that you got to promote.
It was 30 seconds, maybe 45.
No, we clocked that stuff. We put it. Let me look at it. It was 2 minutes and 21 seconds. We time everything.
All right. Time for true confession.
All right, go ahead.
I'm crazy about you.
I'm crazy.
I guess because I'm just working so hard. I lost total conception of time. I thought it was 2:38.
I couldn't believe when you called me and I was on the air. I thought, this is odd. It's usually a text. And I thought, well, this is just weird. But we don't mind. I enjoyed meeting that guy. That was fine.
He was absolutely unbelievable guy.
Let me tell you something else. Whenever an AM and the PM customer comes and buys a vehicle from you, you bet. Interrupt anything.
That was hilarious. When you were like, well, hold on, there's a call from Giant. We're on the air. I'm like, oh my God, it's 3:38, not 2:38. But, you know, don't you just believe in omens, Frank?
No.
You don't?
I don't think I do, no.
You don't? I mean, it was just meant to be. Probably the show was maybe a little slow. It just got it started.
You're right. No, you're right. The show was dragging.
Little boost.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Dragging.
And
we're sitting here saying, man, if only something could pick this show up and then you called. Boom. You're right. No, you're right. We agree.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. I'm telling you what. Anything I can do to help, I am here.
I'm sure that Rick, the listener, was thinking, oh my gosh, this is great.
He said anything he can do to help, he's here. Yeah. Buy a radio station.
Oh, boy, you're so funny.
I'm not trying to be.
No, great guy. Rick McDonald, a retired IBEW union electrician, great guy from Leslie, Missouri, just one of the cutest little towns in this beautiful state of ours. I'm going to tell you right now, that's almost an hour and a half drive.
Okay. Now, there are probably no other Chevy dealers between here and... Oh, wait, there'd be several.
Probably several.
Would somebody pass a bunch of Chevy dealers for 150 miles to come? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I remember. Because of the way you're treated and because you know no one else will beat the deal. Isn't that really, aren't those the two very most important things when it comes down to it? They are.
It is. How you're
treated, the deal you get. That's it.
Great, great, great treatment. Unbelievable treatment. Red carpet treatment for the AM and the PM crowd. We absolutely love them. And we, every day. Every day, one, two, three, who knows how many of our listeners come in and buy. That's the other thing. The AM and the PM crowd, they've done the research. They're smart. They're funny. They're all funny. They like to smile and laugh. And then they come in and they buy. They get a great, great deal. So the percentage of your listeners that come here that buy and take delivery is over 80%, if not almost 90%. And that's unbelievable. You know,
well, people who aren't in the business don't understand why that's unbelievable. So maybe we should explain it to them. It is very unusual for 80% of any crowd to come in and qualify and be able to buy a car, because what's normal in the car business at any dealer is it's well under half of the people who end up generally being able to qualify, right?
Yes, Frank.
Yeah. I mean, but I think that's important for people to know that.
I mean, I mean, you know, it used to be the statistics were that in this business, if you had a 22 to 24% closing ratio, so if 24 out of every 100 people that came to the dealership bought, that was considered pretty good. 30% was considered unbelievable.
No.
And, you know, we're talking about 80-plus percent.
AM and the PM over 80%. That will continue for six more weeks. And then it will continue, and it's going to continue wherever we end up and whatever we do. Because wherever we go, whatever we do, we're going to go through it together. Thank you. Thank you. That was impromptu. That was not rehearsed. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely on fire. You're on fire, Pinion. I'm telling you what, but you always are. Is it just me or Dan and Ian? Seem like Frank's and like, I mean, in a great mood. Ever since you went in and said, I'm not going to take this any longer, and here's my letter of resignation, it's like, woo, I'm feeling great about myself.
No, they're not in a great mood at all. They're going to be unemployed in about 6 weeks, but they probably won't be. That's why they're in a good mood, because they realize they really won't be. I think that's it. That's it.
That's right. That's right. Well, everyone's asking me as if I know. I'm like, he doesn't tell me anything.
Well, you'll know because I will tell you everything. I think I have an obligation to advertisers to tell them everything and tell them the entire truth, which is something that I have a problem when someone won't tell the truth. I will tell you the truth. And
good. Well, thank you, Frank.
You heard soon.
Right. And I will tell you the truth that I hope and pray that this keeps going because it's just.
Oh, I keep going. I tell everybody I'm not ready to stop doing. Who would want to stop doing this? Look what we're doing. It's not like we're working.
You're unbelievable. It's awesome. It's fun. I cannot tell you again how many people were like. You know, there have been days that I'm just not having a good day, and I turn on Frank and the gang and
Rachel and Mark.
And turns my day around.
Did you hear the caller earlier who called here and told us how much they love Rachel and Mark? There's no Rachel and Mark on this.
Yeah.
I said, what station are you calling? They said, KTRS.
Yeah.
I said, okay, we'll tell them that we don't have anybody named Rachel and Mark. But they had these call letters, so that's what matters. That's what matters.
You know, years ago, many, many years ago, before we started doing TV, people were like, hey, I like your TV commercials. And I just say, okay, thank you. You know, my dad used to be on TV for other charity events. And I thought maybe they were thinking about that, but I'm like, you know, I don't need to do TV. I've got you, Frank.
Oh. Whoa. Now, if I were a girl, I'd go, oh. That's what they do. Oh.
Well, you just did, though.
Yeah, you know what?
You just did it. It sounded pretty natural, too.
I did it in a manly way, though. What a lot of people.
I don't know about how manly it was. It was pretty much spot on.
Let's have a lesson in advertising 101 for the listeners. It is extremely important for a business. Let me just take one. Oh, I don't know. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. To know where the business is coming from. So they know what's working and what's not working. They spend a lot of money on advertising, and a lot of it doesn't work. It doesn't do any good. So they need to know what's working. If they don't know it's coming from here, they get rid of this because they go, well, we can't tell it's doing us any good. It's extremely important because people get confused or they deliberately tell you something else unless you specifically ask them to say their AM and the PM. I will give you an example. Years ago, I did a lot of work for a chain of stores called the Athlete's Foot Stores. They were shoe stores like Foot Locker. There were 8 of them. I did their radio commercials. I produced them. We distributed them. We put them on radio stations. So we decided, let's find out what's working and what's not working. So we asked everybody who checked out with new shoes, how'd you hear about it? And if they said radio, we said, what station? The station that came up more than any other was Casey. We never ran one commercial on Casey. Another example. John, do you remember, and I'm reluctant to do this because I never want people to get confused with First Community Credit Union. Remember Community Federal Savings and Loan?
Yes.
Okay. There was a Roosevelt Federal Savings and Loan. There was a Gibraltar Federal Savings. There were a lot of savings and loans. We did the same thing with Community Federal. I worked at an agency. We did their commercials. So we decide, hey, if somebody opens a new account, let's ask them, how'd you hear about us? And they were just given a simple thing to check. Radio, TV, billboard, 20% put billboard. We never put up one billboard. We never had a billboard. But you know who did? Roosevelt Federal. So we get the credit for their... We don't want anybody else getting credit for what we're doing here. We want to make sure this guy knows you're there because of this show. And that's why we're so specific about that. So it's a couple of quick advertising stories.
Rick McDonald bought a new Traverse from beautiful Leslie, Missouri, who was in the office, and I interrupted the show. He's like, he goes, he's you, Frank, being you're very believable. And I'm like, you are. He said, and what? And I tell people, like, what's he like? I'm like, okay, he's even funnier in person. And he's just, and you are. You're just a great guy.
Okay,
and
I don't know why.
I'm lucky to call you a friend. I really am. And it's just a situation where I, and it, this, he said, he goes, he's very believable. And, you know, he knew, he goes, I know he doesn't advertise for anybody. I'm like, no, he doesn't. So, again, we're honored, too, to be, you know, one of the many lucky, you know, partners that you have.
Well, you know what? So are we, and I don't want to turn to love fest, but here's the deal. If I'm that funny, how come my wife never laughs at anything I do? Almost never. Now, if somebody's really funny, any human would have a hard time not laughing. She doesn't laugh at it.
Well, that is not true. She
yeah,
does.
It is.
When we're together,
in public, that's the public.
She might laugh harder at my jokes when we're together, but she still laughs at yours.
That's the public wife. She puts on that. I'll say something, or somebody, hey, tell that joke, and I'll tell it. She'll go, she hates it. She thinks it's funny.
Oh, it's not true. Well, maybe it's because she's been around you for how many years now?
Not that many, 46.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 46. Wow. Well, you know what? She's a lucky chick. I got your chicken butt. She's lucky lady.
Yeah, thank you. You just said it right there. She's a lucky lady. Thank you. It says it all. We'll leave it at that. She's so lucky.
And you're a very
Let's
lucky
Let's leave it
man.
At that.
You're a very lucky man, huh? Just as I am really super, super lucky.
Hey, how about your phone number for people who might not know?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. So I just said it three times.
Yeah, you did. That's smart. That's good.
24/7, 365. LawnDoff.com. LONDOFF. LawnDoff.com. And again, thank you very much for all you do for the employees, the families of the employees, and my family here at Johnny LawnDoff.
And before we get away, you think Rick is going the way home in that new Traverse, or is he still at your place?
He's on his way home.
Rick, I know you're listening. Enjoy that Traverse. Thank you for the business. And John, we'll talk in a couple days.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. You know where he is. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 North County. Boy, now we're running late. He took too much time. He had 2 minutes earlier when he got to the show. First Community Credit Union, not to be confused, well, it couldn't be because there is no community federal savings and loan. First Community Credit Union is in 43 locations. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. That doesn't mean anything to you unless you understand what a credit union is. It's a place to do all your banking. You don't have to have the name bank in something to, for it to be a good place to bank. I do all my banking there. They're also the sole sponsor of the yard sale, and I hope they will continue to be if the yard sale ends up somewhere else. My word is, yeah, they will be. In fact, one of the only questions Mr. Barks, the president, had for me when I told him, I said, well, I had to resign. He says, what happens to the yard sale? Which tells me he wants to keep doing it. I hope so. That would be great. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank, and you're never going to understand what that means unless you will just you know, go with us on this. Move your banking there. I've yet in all these years to have one person say, that was a mistake. We're going back to our old bank. Never. Never. It's a great place to bank. Terrific bunch of people. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to bank somewhere when it's 95 degrees outside to give you a popsicle, for goodness sake? So free fresh popcorn all the time. Except Dan, because they won't burn it. They will not burn popcorn just for a customer.
I've had their popcorn, though. I like it.
You take it home and burn it?
Yeah.
He takes it home and burns it. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, eastbound Highway 70 at Jennings Station Road. You've got an accident blocking the left lane. You're backed up to 170. They're working with this accident southbound 141 at Fiedler Lane. You're jammed all the way back now at Gravois Bluffs. Also, we have an incident on southbound Highway 270 south of Doherty Ferry that has the right lane blocked and pretty solid now from Olive all the way down to that point. Eastbound 40 downtown, you have slow traffic from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 44 is at Jefferson, northbound 55, Graboy up to the Poplar. And it looks like we have eastbound Highway 270. It's stop and go from McDonald through Highway 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Right now, you could win VIP tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas from the Missouri Lottery. For your chance to win, just play Powerball with PowerPlay and enter tickets at MOLottery.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Oh. Yeah, he said it.
Woo. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heise Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heise and Steve Mueller, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
She mentioned the American dream. What do you think the American dream has always been? For most people, it was own a home. That really is a big deal. I will never forget. I don't remember a lot of stuff, but I'll never forget our first home. Turkey Creek Court over by Pheasant Run off Dorset. $53,000. I'll tell you who's helped make that dream come true for a lot of people is American Equity Mortgage. Over the last 25, 26 years. They'd love to help you get the lowest rate possible, depending, of course, on your credit history. And then they'd also like to do this. Teach you that if you keep making minimum payments on credit cards more than just a few months, I understand getting over a hump, but if you've been doing it month after month after, and you're a homeowner, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. There's a much smarter way. Any financial genius, or lower even, just financial person will tell you this is a smart thing to do. Talk to them about it. AmericanEquity.com. It's called Debt Consolidation. Or 314-878-9999. Stick around. Playhouse coming up. 5 o'clock.